Okay, how do you know? Okay, apparently I forgot this. Sorry about that. So, let me see. Yeah, okay, very good. So you have to start back. We are looking at the this exercise, adapting the repairing stoma model to CSIRTs. And I was saying that the model by sterming and sterma and repenning is completely generic. It has to do with any kind of processes. Now we would like to consider particularly security incidents. Then I was saying that the computer incident response team is it can be an internal team in an organization. So for instance, Statoil has its own CSIRT. Or it can be an external organization that will handle the incidents for different clients that typically they are called constituents. So for instance, Mnemonic, which is a security provider in Oslo, among other things, will handle incidents for different clients, for different constituents. Then I was saying that the named CSIRT that is preferably used today, still, it's not the only name that is given to such organizations. There are four or five or six different names that can be used, even if CSIRT is the most common one. Historically speaking, the first CSIRT was called CERT. It was established in Pittsburgh by the Carnegie Mellon University, and it was a reaction to the first computer virus developed. So they understood that it was just the beginning of a history, and history has been increased more and more virus attacks, more and more incidents. So they call it the computer emergency response team. Over time, they took more and more tasks than just incidents. So today, to distinguish, many teams prefer to call themselves CSIRTs or something similar. Another CSIRT that is quite well known in Europe is the CSIRT that handles the incidents in Germany for the German universities and research institutions, and we have collaborated with them in a research project. Now, the problem that CSIRTs have is that there is a strong pressure to handle the incidents. Thank you. New incidents occur. They tend to typically to carry more risk, and also more and more incidents occur. So because of this, CSIRTs are under very strong pressure to improve their performance. And now what I want you to do is to look at the model from the previous lecture and consider the names that are used there so that they fit for a computer security incident response team. So let's look at this. Slide 16. Now, what would you change if you think now in terms of security incidents and what the CSIRT is doing? So go through the, what you have to do is take all the names here that you see, and if necessary, change the names so that they describe a CSIRT. So you have on the top capability, to the left investment in capability, to the right capability erosion. Can you give them a more specific name for the CSIRT? Performance, what is the performance of a CSIRT? Yes, could be. So performance gap, desired performance, And then some of the names that you have here probably can be kept. So if you go through that, you don't need more than 5 minutes. Please go through that and try to detect all the changes that you would like to do. So Konstantin has already suggested one possible change. Please do that so that you have in the end a complete change. You can do that, for instance, one possibility is to do that directly in Vensim, create your own model. The other possibility is you can create a table and you can call it generic variable name. And then you could say C-cert name. And so you have here actual performance. And now you can put the name for the C-cert and so on. And you do that until you have finished. So 5 minutes from now, if you have questions, then raise your hand or send me a Skype message. You can tell me when you finish so that we don't need to spend more time. So either in the class by telling it to me or Skype, send me a message, then I know we can continue. Then I can show you how I would do that. I would show you my solution. Okay, I think we can now look at the solution. So I will upload this to Fronto as well. So the names you can change is I put the actual CSERT performance. Konstantin suggested speaking about incidents handled by the CSERTs. That's perhaps even a better name, because then you use the name incidents. Yes, you could do that, but then what you are comparing with is a target as to the percentage that you want to solve. So if you have to compare two equal things. So if you want to compare as to your success, then you will speak incidents handled versus how many you want to handle. Or if you want to see that as the unsolved ones, then you put in a low target for how many that remain unsolved. But basically, the idea is here, when it comes to performance, it should be a specific name that in some way reflects what the CSERT is doing. Incidents is already included in the name CSERTs, Computer Security Incident Response Team. So you understand that the performance of this is to handle the incidents. But you could put here incidents handled versus incidents desired handled. What is the problem is, and that's why I put the attacks here, is to emphasize that you have external pressure. If the attacks are increasing, if you are getting more and more, then you are under stress to improve your performance. Anyhow, you have a performance gap, and then you have a pressure to improve the CSERT capability, which is the working smart way, or pressure to handle the incidents, which is actually look at each incident by itself and do that manually, so to speak. The working hard loop is the, I call it coping with incidents. The working smart one is learning from the incidents so as to develop a better CSERT capability, which will allow you to handle that. So as you can see, the changes are here, 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 where instead of pressure to work smart, I put pressure to improve CSERT capability. Here, where instead of pressure to increase the time, I put pressure to handle incidents. Time to spend on incident response. Time spent on, improvement, we couldn't have put CSERT improvement, development of CSERT's capability, CSERT's capability, and so on. So this is a possible solution, but you can use different terms and so on. Any questions? Okay, now a variation that goes as a little bit farther. The next exercise is the solution I will upload in a moment. Towards a stock and flow model of the CSERT. So, what I want you to look at is the following. You should look at the CSERT model, the last model that you got. And now, put stock variables where they are needed. And here is a reminder to something that you already dealt with in the previous project, in the previous course, that whenever you have a feedback loop, you must have at least one stock, one level in the feedback loop. why. I suppose you remember why, or you have understood why. This has to do that the stocks create time changes, and therefore you avoid a circular definition. Whenever you have a stock in a loop, which can be also implicitly by a delayed variable, then you are looking at what happens at the time later. And therefore, the loop is no longer a circular definition. You are not defining a variable ultimately by itself. You are defining the variables but what happened in the past. So, if you look now at the model of the CSERT, like say this one, so here you have this feedback loop. There is no level in it, there is no stock variable in it, so you have to find one for that. In this feedback loop, the B3, in the B1 there is no level, in the B3 there is no level either. Whereas B2 does have already one level, maybe you need more, but certainly one level helps. This is what the B2, and the R1 has also a level. So B2 and the reinforcing loop, they are in principle okay, because they have levels in it, whereas B1 and B3 need to be fixed. So the exercise consists now in finding out the level. I leave you for a few minutes, say until past 1, to think as to what it could be. And if you are stuck, then after this time I will give you a hint as to what to consider. So concentrate on B1 and B3 and see if you can figure out. Remember also that when you consider levels, a level is some quantity that is, in a sense, quite stable or conserved. When you have a level of something, then this can be increased by some process, it can be decreased by some process. This is a simplified version. There can be, and by the way, maybe one process is enough. It depends on the situation. Sometimes there are several processes. Sometimes it's increasing, sometimes it's decreasing, sometimes it's both, and so on. But in principle, a level requires some process that increases or decreases it. So when you are looking here at B1 and B3, so what is the quantity that is there and that reminds some process for it to change? Yes? Yes? Yes, yes, yes. You can have, for instance, consider population or consider employees. Employees is a level. So this can increase by recruitment or hiring. this can decrease by firing, people being fired, not needed. This can decrease because people retire. So they could even decrease because some people die while they are working and so. So there can be several processes of inflow, and there can be several processes of outflow, and so on. Okay, so I leave you a few minutes here. So what can be the level or the levels that are missing in BR1 and BR3? So what kind of resource is there that is allocated or deallocated by some process? No, no, no. The feedback loops should be the same. They should be still correct. That's right. Do you have an idea as to what the levels are? So the suggestion is that the times spend on incident response and time spent on improvement, that they should be considered resources. And yes, I like the idea, because remember, in principle, you have a company, that's what you have to think, or a team, actually, in this case. Team, company or team is the same. So you have people or staff, and staff, and you have week hours they work, X. And then the time resource you have, is N, the number of people, time X, how many hours the week are. So time resource, hours per week. And that's what you actually allocate. If you are the senior manager making decision, then you are seeing so and so many hours per week to incident response, so and so many hours per week to time improvement, to process improvement. But on the other hand, this is not something that you can do like that. You have to tell to the people, organize yourself that you can do that. And it takes some time to do that. You have to transfer people, you have to transfer tasks. It takes some time to finish something and start others. So the moment you start thinking in this, you have processes going on. Yes? Okay, I like that. So based on that, try to fix then this. And then We can do that until we have, yes, we will finish this this class before the lunch break. So try to do that for about 6 minutes or so. Then I take over and propose a solution. We can discuss that together. So how are we doing? Do you have a proposal?
Right now, I'm thinking how to connect the outflow to the actual performance.
Okay. There is a suggestion as to consider something like a time available. The question is, time available for what? I'm not quite sure what is meant by time available. I can understand time available for working with incident handling. I can understand time available for improving incident handling and so on. But time available, you have to say for what? But this is fixed. This is fixed because this is, for instance, five people. And this is perhaps 40 hours per week. So the outcome is 200 hours per week. Okay, but then what I hear you say is that you have to differentiate for what the time is available. And that's what I didn't see yet in your drawing. So my suggestion to you, students, is now elaborate this idea, time available for what? This has to be specific. And you can also look at the diagram, because in principle I believe that the diagram is telling you this what it is. So if you look at the previous CSERT model, in a sense the answer is already there, or at least it's quite near. So spend a few more minutes in looking at this, and then I come back with some feedback. So let's see what the other students are doing. Yeah. Okay. Only that. Let's look at the perhaps we've So then it is the middle variable you are thinking. What you call time spent on incident response, it's the time that should be used for incident response, or time available for incident response. What do you do with the time spent on improvement? Okay. Okay. Try it and show it to me. So we'll see. So one of the suggestions that I hear is that this is a level and this is an flow to this level. One thing that you have to remember when doing, when looking at this, is by the very fact that we are now introducing levels, this diagram that you see here needs to be needs somewhat more detail. This is a mixture, this is a curious diagram because it is not a completely stock and flow model. We have recognized that because the feedback loops cannot work this way. So it is not a complete stock and flow model, but it is not a pure causal loop diagram. When you have a causal loop diagram, you are making it very simple, and some details are lacking. So in the end, because there are causal loop parts here, there is not enough detail. But it is not finished because even if we have a level there, that's not sufficient. So one question from the external students was as to whether one could assume that the workforce was variable, one could increase more people. For the time being, we do not this because then we will increase the difficulty in the problem. Of course, CSERTs must sometime consider hiring more people. But at the moment, it's a question of making the necessary changes in this model so that it can be simulated, which means at this time that the feedback loops B1 and B3 should get some level or levels. And at the time the important thing is to identify of these variables that you are seeing in B1 and B3 which one must be labels, because they are resources that can be changed by processes, increase or decrease. And of course, when you introduce a level, you have to think of the flows. And my hint is maybe the flows are not there yet. So some of the variables here must be converted to levels. And when you do that, maybe you have to introduce some new elements. Let's see what Andrea says.